We're here in Identity Mine in Seattle again. We're talking to Kurt Brockett, and we're going to look at some proof of concept for a retail environment for a Surface computer. Tell me a little bit about this application.
So we're actually approached by this company called Grupo Electra, which is part of a larger conglomerate called Grupo Salinas.
And in South America, that's a big retailer.
Yeah, they're pretty big. I think they have about 1,500 points of contact, points of sale, down in Latin America. And so for when people come into their retail centers, they wanted a way to be able to visualize and see the data of all of their products. So we created this application for sales representatives to be able to easily kind of show all of their products, show the differentiations about them, and then at the end of it, actually make a purchase. So that's what we'll be looking at today.
Great. Let's take a look.
So this is the Attract Mode application. This is what is shown when a user first comes in. You'll see, if you wait a few seconds, there's raindrops that actually fall on it. So when you start the application, someone will walk up, and this shows their high-level category. Of all of their different products, and you can move that around and play with it. You can see that the water kind of interacts with it from below. So let's go ahead and jump into video, and you can see you can go back and scroll those categories here if you want. And you'll see that they rotate on the bottom.
And does this connect to their back end, or do they plug all these in?
So the idea is what they'll do is they'll pipe all of this into their point of sale back end.
Mm-hmm.
So all the images and all the pricing and all that, if that changes in one place, it'll also change on the website, and then it'll also change on this experience as well. So in video, there's a few different categories. We'll jump into televisions, and I like the super high priced ones,
of course,
right? So I'll go for any TVs over $11,000. That's kind of how I roll, right?
So, got to be good.
So let's take a look at this Samsung, and you'll see when you pop it out, it has more information on that individual one. And we have some product photos in here. And then we also have, what's interesting, we have integrated Microsoft Tag. And so what we've done is we've gone in, and for each one of their products, we've created Microsoft Tag via the Microsoft Tag system. And so I'll pull up my trusty phone here. And the idea is that if someone goes and is in the store, but then maybe they need to leave or go home and find out more about it, they can use this technology to then get that information. And you'll see it automatically grabs the picture. So let me do that. Now it made a quick little vibrate, and you'll see that it's going up to Grupo Electra's website and pulling down the information for this Samsung TV.
So this will take you right to the website for this product at this retailer.
Yeah, exactly. And so the idea is I can go then and bookmark this and buy from home later, so you don't actually have to purchase in the store.
Yeah.
So you'll see it's actually pulling up there, and you'll see the picture of it
cool.
there on
Come
their website.
Out.
Yeah. So once we have this Plasma, and we decide that we want to look further at this one, we can flip it over and see some of the information about it, including its inputs and just a general description of the application. And then we can also do compare. So let's compare that one and the LG Plasma here as well. So we'll drop that in. You'll see that a compare module comes up. And again, we can look at the two, and it shows side by side some of the information about the two products. So let's say we decide on the Samsung TV. So we'll go ahead and close out the LG. We'll drag the Samsung Plasma back out. And then if we want to then go ahead and purchase, we can drag it into the shopping cart. So now we've decided on that Plasma, so now it's time to check out. So let's go into that experience. You'll see that there are additional accessories. Same type of information, product images, Microsoft Tag, etc. We go ahead and add that to our purchase as well. Now you see those two products there. So now you're ready to check out. So what do you do? Well, you can use a credit card, but we've also tagged a few of these phones. The idea is that Grupo Electra also does cell phone coverage and stuff like that. So a lot of their customers pretty much purchase everything from Grupo Electra. So their TVs, their cell phone plans, and they also have credit and credit card information tied all into that system.
Yeah.
So the idea is here we have a BlackBerry, but if we set it down on the table, then we have a checkout button as well. So let's go ahead and check out, and you'll see it offers to continue shopping or to finish that transaction. So click finish transaction. It goes ahead and makes the purchase, and then you're done with the experience.
So, great.
Yeah.
And so that just gets charged to your mobile bill.
Right, exactly. And we also have one more experience that we thought was unique. This is for if someone is actually shopping and pulling in physical items off of the shelves and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you're not going to grab the plasma, two plasma TVs and bring it over, but you might grab two cell phones. And so you may have seen this in the AT&T store experience where you have a phone, and we have the phone information here, and then we'll have another phone with additional phone information. And if you drag them close enough in proximity, there's the idea that then you can compare those two phones.
And again, you just go through the features and compare them side by side.
Exactly. So, yeah, so that's a tour of the application as it is today. Like we said originally, this was a proof of concept shown to their team. And they're going to look at rolling it out at a pilot in a small group of stores. And then from there, maybe take it out to their entire group of stores. So.
Great. Thanks so much for showing us this today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for stopping by.